And Saving America awards an F grade to DC Mayor Muriel Bowser. This is Dr. David D. Shine, and welcome to Saving America. And this is our special episode where we recognize politicians, so-called celebrities, and people just playing a waste of space here in America who fouled up and deserve an F grade. The governors of Texas and Arizona have been busing illegals to Washington, D.C. for a few months now. Now, this is a token effort. I mean, putting, 30, 40 people on a bus and shipping them to Washington, D.C. is simply not going to have an impact on the enormous number of illegals that are flooding through the southern border, particularly in the state of Texas. So we're going to continue to experience that, apparently, as long as Biden and his handlers think that they can somehow tolerate this. So what's happened is, now that the homeless shelters in D.C. have filled up, the mayor of D.C., Bowser, wants to know who is, get this, conning the illegals into getting on buses and going to D.C. And the trick here is that the governors of these states cannot force an illegal to get on a bus and go to Washington. They have to be told, hey, would you like to get on a bus and go to Washington? And apparently a handful of these people here in different shelters or NGO operated places have said, yeah, sure, we'll go to Washington. And so they're not necessarily being conned. They're going someplace that they voluntarily boarded the bus. Now, there's a famous saying that it's best to keep your mouth shut and have people think that you are a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. And the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has certainly opened her mouth and stuck her big foot in it. And it's just a shame because she's doubled down on that by stating that the feds are supposed to take care of the illegals so it doesn't cost us anything. Hey, folks, guess what? Virtually half of America, I'm part of that half, and most working Americans are part of that half, pay federal taxes. That's our money. That's our national deficit of $30 trillion. So it's not free. And for her to even make a comment like that indicates what an extreme level of ignorance we're dealing with. The second part is this illegal invasion has brought with it a great deal of harm that's certainly not covered by any type of federal payments. And that is, number one, human trafficking. Number two, terrorists flooding into our country without being stopped. And number three, parallel with terrorism, is the massive increase in the illegal drug fentanyl being flooded into our system with record numbers of deaths from fentanyl. Folks, this is a very, very serious situation. It's not a political situation. It's a human situation. And in fact, I saw a number the other day, 500 of these illegals have died either in the desert or have drowned in the rivers or have been killed in this improper attempt to enter this country. Most of them will not qualify for asylum, which is about the only basis on which they can claim to be here without having gone through the normal immigration process. And let me also quickly say, I am a huge fan of legal immigration, huge fan. And I would like to see us have a smoother, faster legal immigration system that might help deal with some of this problem. But certainly the current situation is not a solution. And I'm glad that the mayor of D.C. has been inconvenienced, despite her obvious mental incapacity. And maybe she'll learn something over the next decade or so. And so we award Saving America F grade for D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. This is Dr. David D. Shine for Saving America. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on your favorite platform.